You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Bonjour, dear listeners. I'm still soaking in the charm of France, but no matter where we are, the world of sales psychology travels with us. Welcome to the sixth episode of our 12 Days of Sales Psychology series. Today, we're diving into a super fun concept in marketing, the IKEA effect. If you missed our previous episode on demystifying FOMO, make sure to give it a listen after this one. Now let's explore how partially creating a product can dramatically increase its value in our eyes. Enter the IKEA effect. Named after the famous build-it-yourself furniture store, the IKEA effect is a cognitive bias where consumers place a disproportionately high value on products they've had a hand in creating, even if only partially. This isn't just about assembling furniture. It's about the psychological ownership and pride that come from the effort we put in. So why does it work? It turns out our brains love seeing the fruits of our labor. The IKEA effect is a marketer's dream. It deepens customer engagement and fosters a sense of accomplishment. People love feeling like creators, not just consumers. When they invest time and effort into something, they're more likely to value it highly and remain loyal to the brand. This makes the IKEA effect a powerful tool for building long-term relationships with customers. So what happens in our brains during this process? When we engage in creating something, our brain's reward centers light up. It's not just about the end product anymore. The process itself is rewarding. The effort invested leads to an emotional bond with a product, making it seem more valuable than identical pre-assembled items. Let's look beyond IKEA now and explore three brands that have successfully implemented the IKEA effect. Lego is a fine example. With Lego, we're allowed to build our own creative sets, and each completed Lego masterpiece becomes not just a toy, but a symbol of our personal achievement and creativity. At sofa.com, customers can design their own sofas. You can select fabrics, styles, and layouts, and this process transforms a regular piece of furniture into a personalized centerpiece in your home. Now, stepping into the digital realm, Netflix offers interactive experiences with shows and movies where viewers make choices that influence the story. I once watched an interactive Bear Grylls series called You Versus Wild, where you basically help Bear through a tough hike, you know, the ones he usually goes on, and from time to time, you're given the chance to tell him what he should do next. Now, admittedly, I accidentally put Bear Grylls under the ice to die, but that's beside the point. The point is that being given the chance to interact and have a say in how the show ends makes me more invested in the show itself and also to Bear Grylls' survival. This kind of engagement turns passive watching into an active, personalized experience, which deepens the viewer's connection to the content. So how can you use the IKEA effect in your business? Let's explore three niches. For personal brands like bloggers or coaches, you can involve your followers in content creation or decision-making processes. This could be as simple as voting on topics or engaging in community projects. I so enjoy running polls in my groups, for example, and asking my audience what topic I should do next on this podcast or my free courses. For services like interior design, for example, you can involve clients in mood boards or choice selections. When they become co-creators of their space, they value your service more. For products, say a gourmet food kit company, you can allow customers to choose ingredients or recipes that make them part of the culinary journey. A study by Harvard Business School revealed that participants valued items they assembled themselves as much as 63% higher than pre-assembled items. This goes to show that the power of participation, even if it's just partial, goes a long, long way. As we wrap up today's episode, remember, the IKEA effect isn't just about manual labor. It's about the emotional investment and the personal touch. When customers feel like creators, they develop a deeper connection with the product and the brand. How are you going to infuse the IKEA effect in your marketing? Share your ideas. Visit 16ramos.com, reach out to me. We also have a little Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. I'd love to hear from you. Now, if you're wondering about what other sales psychology tactics are out there, I've got a book recommendation for you. It's called From Browsers to Buyers. I wrote this as your ultimate playbook for using sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers. You can find it on 16ramos.com. And speaking of deep connections, join us tomorrow for an exciting episode on loss aversion in sales. Ever wondered why the fear of losing something can be a more powerful motivator than the prospect of gaining something? We'll unwrap this intriguing aspect of consumer behavior. Trust me, you'll want to be there. Until then, keep creating, keep engaging, and keep exploring the wonderful world of sales psychology. Au revoir for now.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.